The Carlton Hobbs Sherlock Holmes Further Collection. Introduced by Nick Utechin. Carlton Hobbs and Norman Shelley formed an enduring partnership on BBC Radio in the 1950s and 60s, playing that other enduring literary partnership created by Arthur Conan Doyle, Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson. In terms of media recognition in the roles, they're right up there with Basil Rathbone and Nigel Bruce on film, and Jeremy Brett and Edward Hardwick on television. Between 1952 and 1969, Hobbs and Shelley performed as the Baker Street duo no fewer than 75 times, but didn't actually record the whole canon of 56 short stories and 4 long ones. That was left to the next BBC generation of actors in the roles, Clive Merrison and Michael Williams. Carlton Hobbs was already 54 when the partnership was formed. He'd served in the First World War and made his first broadcast as an actor in 1925 in She Stoops to Conquer. He became a stalwart in what was originally called the BBC Radio Repertory Company, actors not always leading performers, but on hand for whatever radio dramas were offered. His name remains firmly associated with what is now the Radio Drama Company. Each year, a panel chooses new graduates from accredited drama schools for Carlton Hobbs Bursary Awards. Always known as Hobbo, he died in 1978, and Norman Shelley summed up his longtime friend thus: "There was only one thing for Hobbo, the best, and nothing less than the best." Shelley himself made his stage debut aged 16 at the Old Vic in 1919 and only transferred his affections from theatre to the wireless in the 30s. Before teaming up with Hobbs for Sherlock Holmes, he'd already established himself as a children's hour favourite, classically as Winnie the Pooh.